Nate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Sadarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shiva Sri Gobhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. My dear devotees, can I request you to move a little bit forward, because I see in the back more devotees arriving. Please let us chant one more time the mantra, the verse today. Yadi dasya si me kaman varangstvam varadashaba kamanam hridya samroham bhavatastu vrinevaram. It's Prahlad Maharaj speaking. O my Lord, best of the givers of benediction, if you at all want to bestow a desirable benediction upon me, then I pray this one thing from your Lordship, that within the core of my heart there be no material desires. We can see a polarity between Prahlad Maharaj on the one hand and his father Hiranyakashipu on the other hand. Prahlad is so pure, and still he requests more purification, and Hiranyakashipu is so impure. He is interested in gold and in fine bedding and everything you can do for sense gratification on these highly developed demon beds. So full of material desires. It's now very interesting in this situation. The Lord appears in a most surprising way. If we look a little bit into world literature, I remember the times when I was reading like anything, very young. There is the book Moby Dick. Have you heard? Yeah. Moby Dick. Later in life, I was in a conference. I found out something about this book which I could not see, but I could feel there is something. We have Captain Ahab, the conqueror of the world's oceans, and he is trying to, you know, be a masterful ruler of the oceans, a captain. And he faces his greatest adversary. Do you remember who that was? The white whale, Moby Dick, who even bit a leg away from him in a confrontation. He was a catcher of whales, this Captain Ahab. So he understands deep inside that God has sent this white whale into my life to stop me. And he declares war on God. And there's a beautiful passage where he crafts a spear with which he wants to throw in the heart of this mystical creature, this white whale. It's described how he calls the gods down into the spear. Lightning he brings down, and he and the spear, and he hammers, or he has his man who does this, you know, bringing down the lightning. It's a very masterful piece of writing, but very indirect writing. So he wants to control the forces of nature, really, and then throw the spear into the heart of what God has sent him as an opponent, this white whale who seems to be a more powerful ruler than of the oceans than him. And of course he loses in the end. We can discover that in this piece of world literature, a theme from this Leela is also there. Hiranyakashipu wants to be the ruler of the universe, not of the oceans, but of the universes. And he becomes very, very powerful by requesting what is really powerful, blessings from the creator of the universe, Brahma. And he hopes by these blessings to become godlike, that is, immortal. But then at the end, the Lord finds a way to destroy all his arrangements, all his blessings, and gets to and shows. My dear devotees, could this be your story also? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes that somehow we are positioned between Prahlad Maharaj, who wants to surrender and be absolutely pure in his heart, and Hiranyakashipu. Do you recognize the Hiranyakashipu in your heart? Yes. He's there. Hare Krishna. And sleep is also there. So we need to open again the windows of the tent to get some air. Prabhu, don't sleep now. So we are positioned. We have these tendencies which are described in world literature and which are described, of course, in the oldest known records, the Shastras. We make arrangements also. We have insurances. I have a car insurance for the ashram. There is also some type of insurance. I don't know what others did it, but I requested them to do. I have a health insurance. But there, unless I become Prahlad-like and surrender to the Lord, all these arrangements won't be able to help. I need to learn as an individual to take shelter under Lord Nrisimhadev. So I would like to highlight one aspect of Lord Nrisimhadev to you by chanting a beautiful mantra for you. We have our little... it's the last mantra of a kavacha, a protection shield, or a request for blessings, the Nrisimha kavacha. Who of you is familiar with the Nrisimha kavacha stotra from the Brahmanda Purana? Can I see a few, only a few? There is a last verse. Gajantam, gajantam, Nijabhuta patalam spotayantam hantantam rubyantam tapayantam divibhuviditiyam chepayantam chipantam krandantam roshayantam dishi dishi satatam samharantam barantam vikshantam punayantam karanikara shataya divya singham namami. Please join me. Divya singham namami. Two times more, please. Divya singham namami. Divya singham namami. It describes Lord Nrsingadev in his Ugra aspect, which for some reason the mother found very attractive of Chandramouli Maharaj. Lord Narasimhadev can roar loudly, and he also causes others to roar. Please tell this to you. Is your mother still with us? You should tell her. He tears and kills demons by his many arms. Oh, he has 16 arms, we hear. He's constantly searching earth and heavenly planets for demons from Diti's lineage so that he can overpower and throw them down. He's still active. He is searching for the demons. He destroys demons from all directions, displaying great anger. Simultaneously, now this is the other aspect of Lord Nrsingadev to which we as devotees relate. Maharaj, you shared so nicely, the Prabhupada said, we worship him as the in the fatherly mood. He's the Supreme Father. We take shelter. We don't go too much into the roaring aspect. Simultaneously, with his multiple hands, he maintains and protects and also nourishes the entire material manifestation. My humble obeisances to Lord Nrsingadev, who has appeared in the form of a transcendental lion. Thus ends the Nrsinga Kavacha, spoken by Prahlad Maharaj in the Brahmanda Purana. Yes. My dear devotees, the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj is so important for us, and I really want to commend those who found it for us. The prayer of a devotee who follows Prahlad Maharaj to and approaches Lord Nrsingadev is to get rid of the Ahab mentality, Captain Ahab mentality, where he is the imaginary king of his imaginary kingdom called my life. The mentality of Prahlad Maharaj is opposed to Hiranyakashipu, who has made all arrangements to protect this imaginary kingdom. He goes directly to the Lord and takes shelter and asks him, please, my dear Lord, if there are, you know, there are material desires in our case, please take these Hiranyakashipu and Ahab mentalities out of my heart. Please do this surgery with your nails. Hare Krishna. You know, when you are a criminal and you see a knife, you run and you are afraid. But if you are a faithful, trusting patient and you see the doctor with his knife, you say, okay, please, no, I'm not a hero. Give me perhaps some anesthesia, but then take out what this growth in my life, this cancerous growth of material desire, and so on. I trust you. So good. I want to make another point. I have with me here a beautiful narration which highlights very certain aspects of the Nrisimha Leela. And I think it's good to hear it. On one Nrisimha Chaturdasi, I had the sound people, they had gotten from somewhere, I think from internet, the roar of a powerful lion. So when I saw my audience falling asleep, I gave the sign to the sound man, and he put it on maximum volume. Everyone was... Have you ever been close to a roaring lion? You have. Well, in the zoo or in real? Yes. I also went with Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj in a car into, you know, where the lions are there. And you have to go through two gates. One gate, and then when you have gone through it, they close the gate behind you. Because they don't want the lions to come out. Then you go through the second gate. But before you go, the guards say, never open your windows. They shouldn't smell you. Okay. So we went into the lion reservoir. And they were there, but they were so lazy. So I thought, this is the only time I meet a wild lion. Let me see him. So I brought the window down. My god brothers know that I'm sometimes a little foolish, and I took my cattle out to make a sound. sound. They were not. I knew they didn't know this sound. You know, there were is no Harinam Ruchi and wild safari land. Maybe I have awoken the curiosity now of the devotees from the Harinam Ruchi event. So yes, there was a sound, and there was this smell like, I don't know, pizza smell or whatever I had eaten. And the lions heard and smelled. And two came and left the pride. Do you know the pride means the herd? And they came to the car. One positioned himself on the left side, the second on the right side, and they began to rock the car in order to jum 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 to topple it, and then have their meal. So at that moment, of course, we had closed the window by now. But I looked into the eyes of the lion. There was a male lion and a female lion. On the right side, the male, on the left, the female. And my dear devotees, I have never ever looked at someone who looked that intense into my eyes. There was no negotiation. There was no conflict resolution. It was clear. I was a meal. And that was all. Then the others in the herd, you know, the herd was a little away. These two had come to hunt us down. The big one, the leader of it, he gave his roar, you know, encouraging the others. And it was... there was a roar. Krishna was merciful. We had a good car, and somehow we told the driver, you have to get us out of here. And he gave full gas, you know, and maybe they were a little shocked for a moment, I don't know, but we could drive clear of the lions, and I'm still alive, as you see. I wanted to tell you this to wake the last sleeping member, because we like stories and then we don't sleep. But now stay awake, because now the whole reason for telling this comes. My dear devotees, our situation is serious. We are in serious danger. There is death looming around the corner. And if we keep these material desires, this Ahab or Hiranyakashipu tendencies in our heart, our situation will not be pleasant. We are in danger. Yes, it looks quite comfortable to maintain a few material desires, those things which we don't tell anyone in a public meeting about us. It looks comfortable to fake to be a devotee, because we get our recognition in the circle. But there is a secret story, a dark story, that keeps us into this material, in this material life, if it is not addressed and honestly looked upon. So let us take shelter in the intense roar of the Lord. I want to read to you now a Leela. This is very purifying. Suddenly, a very intense roar was heard, originating from within the pillar. It was a roar, the magnitude of which the demons had never heard in their lives. Their hearts began to pound intensely. Hiranyakashipu began to sweat profusely. Can you imagine how it smelled? I asked you yesterday, can you now imagine? Drawing out his sword, he braced himself, not knowing what was about to emerge from that pillar. He only had heard this mystical sound. How could anything be inside a pillar that had stood in his palace for hundreds of years? Even before he could find an answer, the pillar burst open. Crash! Within that half-broken pillar stood the most mystical creature that anyone had ever seen. Hiranyakashipu's jaws dropped. This wasn't definitely within the creation of Lord Brahma. This was a unique thing. There, his first condition fell flat. This wasn't an animal, nor was it a human. Yes, a human. He realized that even his second condition had fallen flat. With red, bloodshot, angry eyes, this magnificent creature roared intensely. I will now point to my sound man. The roar is going to come in a second. Brace yourself. No? We have no sound for you. The sound you have to imagine in your heart. No, please, my dear devotees, don't roar now, because you will not do justice. It will sound like a mosquito roaring. This will be totally ridiculous. We don't even try. Just hearing the roars of that creature, all the demons began to run helter-skelter to save their own lives. It was so frightening. Having the face of a lion and the rest of the body of a human, you know, he had a chest. The mystical creature within that pillar seemed intensely powerful. And the supreme personality of Godhead, everyone could understand, this is a supreme personality of Godhead. He has come. He had come, taking the half lion, half human form, just to fulfill the words of his dear devotee. Prahlad Maharaj, Narada Muni had said, if Hiranyakashipu will attack Prahlad, at that time the Lord will come and finish Hiranyakashipu. So there is a beautiful description of the Lord. I can tell you from memory, there is this Bhagavatam Shloka. It's called the Dhyan Mantra, the meditation mantra on Lord Nrisimha. It describes him as having fierce eyes that stare very strongly. He has ears that don't move, but his tongue moves like the sword of a sword master. You know, these people who really know how to quickly use and make unexpected movements to defeat their opponent. His mouth had these sharp teeth, and anyone who looked at his mouth was overcome with terror and couldn't move. It was paralyzing. The glistening golden manes of a lion spread out, encircling his beautiful face. I heard in another description, he shook his hair like his head like this. Those of you who have seen rock stars know what it looks. You know, it's like a halo. You know, so he shook like this, and the mane came and entangled itself in the clouds and teared down the clouds. It looked as if the universe was destroyed. His nostrils breathed heavily, accentuating his angry looks. Those who have been in, you know, by making these sounds, the heart freezes also. His rippling muscles all over his body, especially his chest, threatened the demons because they moved. He was getting ready for the to pound. And yes, it's all very nicely described. At that moment, Hiranyakashipu thought, I'm dead. I'm done. It's over. But Lord Nrisimhadev did not caught him in his nails, with his nails, but he only bruised him a little, nothing significant, small wounds, you know. But then he let him go, and the moment he was he was free again, he thought, wow, I'm so powerful, he can't get me, I will get him. Isn't this how our little Hiranyakashipu is working? When we are in a dangerous situation, we call out for the Lord. But the moment we are out, we are our usual self again. Yes, so it was going back and forth. But then Hiranyakashipu wondered, why doesn't he not finish me off? And then he noticed how Nrisimhadev changed the place of the fight. It was inside the palace. Now he moved towards the threshold. And then he knew, my God, this is all the plan. I have been blessed by Brahma to not be killed inside and outside. But he's now finding a way how to kill me. And he also noticed the sun was coming down. Oh no, it's dusk time. It's neither the day nor the night. I have no protection. My insurance falls to the side. And it lies there, sloppy dead. All my insurances, which I have made, all my arrangements, don't work any longer. And then Lord Nrsingadev started to do his dance. And in the dance, this is how he's depicted. He used one leg and put it like this and crouched down a little, put him on the lap and finished him. Another narration is that he did it on the throne. There are various ways in which you can, in which the Lord performs his leela from time to time. But yes, my dear devotees, what do you think about this project, asking the Lord to remove material desires from your heart, to remove your own little Hiranyakashipu from the heart? Please remark, this is not a speculation. Our Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, we are somewhere between Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. What does he mean? He means these are tendencies in our heart. We are torn left and right. So please think about this and be honest to the Lord. He will find out how you really think. if you dare to say the prayer again, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, Namo Namaste Tejas Tejase, Avir Avir Bhava Vrajanaka Vajanaksa Kamashaya. I think we stop here because I see only you have become thoughtful. Will I pray this? Will I really pray this? I mean, it might mean that my present life will collapse. Ooh. Think before you pray. If you cannot pray, say, my dear Lord, please give me the intelligence and the heart that one day I can pray that you come into my life and make me absolutely your servant. I can recognize that these attachments which are still there in my heart are crippling my spiritual advancement. I can recognize it. I do not appreciate to remain in this in-between station. I know either in this life or that life, next life, I want to come to you. I wish you all the best, my dear devotees. Thank you for listening. When you go out, there will be one devotee. Jayatam, is he here? We have water, very sacred water, from Narsingharpali in Sidhamayapur. It's that place where Lord Nrsingadev went after he had killed the demon Hiranyakashipu, and he manifested a self-manifest form. Do you know what this means? No, Dedivala was making it. It came, and from that water, from that deity, we have this water, and Jayatam will be at that exit of the tent, and he knows how to do this. He is from Bangladesh. He will pour where there's a lot of holy water, so they know how to sprinkle it. It will be sprinkled on your head, and it will help you to come to this stage of relief, of ecstasy, of freedom, and so on. So, thank you very much. See you next time. Gold, Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol.